Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Welcome back in. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 929 The Game. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We're going to get a Which One Wednesday coming up here in, 2 minutes. But got a couple of wake-up calls or wake-up tweets to get to. Do you still, Allie, do you still call them tweets? There's just tweets,
I do.
Right?
I can't move on to X. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't either. I don't even just call it an X post, I guess.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Name to it.
It's kind of a pet peeve when people call it X for me.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean,
what are we doing?
Twitter.
Or Twix.
Yeah. we got a couple guys on the phone lines we'll get to in just a second. I did have Brian Collier, who was on Twitter, tweeted at me, and he made me kind of cringe a little bit. He's like, dude, current broken bone status. Dropped a floor jack on my left little toe and completely destroyed the end bone. Gone.
Oh. Oh.
No thanks.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thanks for sharing. Footcast.
Pain meds.
I don't know. And look, I'll just straight up tell y'all. I think at last night with the gout situation, I would have rather had the pinky toe gone. Like I was last night, the gout and the big toe, I was like, straight up, if I could cut it off right now, I would. I would just go on with life. It's made it probably halfway through midlife crisis range. I'm ready to just do without the big toe. You know what I mean? So we'll move on from there. Appreciate you guys listening to us, man. Been a fun show so far. Shout out to Eric Jones for hanging out with us. Like I said, we'll get into Which One Wednesday in just a second. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Let's go out to our buddy Keith out in Dallas. Keith, good morning, man. What's going on?
Good morning. I got a kind of crazy story. But when I first went to high school, I was known as my brother's little brother. So I wanted to join the football team. My mom let me join the football team. Right. He said, I want you to join the band. I said, I don't want to join the band. It's not cool to join the band. And plus, I'm trying to get off that stigma, Darryl Cole's little brother. So I joined the football team. As soon as I joined the football team, I break my ankle.
No! Oh,
no!
And then my mom takes me to the hospital. She looks at me and she say, if you would have joined the band, you could have got a uniform, a horn. I could have took a vacation and still had money left. And every time it rained, that right ankle swells up.
Oh, man.
Anyway, love the show. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, thanks, Keith. Appreciate that, man. And look, I gotta tell you, what he just said right there at the end, so true. Like when there's a change in the weather patterns, I can feel it in so many different joints.
Really?
I'm like, dude, the pressure system in the air, whatever it is, getting the knee, getting the ankles. I know a lot of people deal with that. It's brutal.
Knee.
Yeah, you get it in the knee because you had the ACL before.
Yeah, and I think, yeah.
I broke my nose. I don't feel it there.
You're like, no joint.
No, everything's fine.
I've broken my nose, my pinky finger on my left hand, my big toe, my right foot got ran over by an F-350.
Okay.
I broke my nose and my big toe within like 8 hours of each other.
Yikes.
At the same sleepover.
Yeah.
When I was a kid. And I've had an ACL surgery, so.
Shout out to our buddy Jake Major, who listens all the time, man. He's always like, no, I'm not holding up four fingers. It's not the fourth quarter. He's missing a thumb. He always makes
oh
a joke
gosh.
About that, man. Always appreciate him listening. As we do, everybody, thank you for listening on the radio dial. or on the Odyssey app. And it's, you know, it's time for you to take the Odyssey app wherever you're going because it's one of your favorite segments. Reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. It is Which One Wednesday, and Miss Allie Mack has volunteered to host once again. Dylon will be on the judgment. Hope he does better this week than he did last week. Allie, take it away.
All right, Mike, I'm going to start this one with you.
All right.
Which would you rather?
Okay.
Braves sweep the Reds and be at 500 before this weekend, or have Ronald Acuna Jr. back before the end of the month?
I'm going to say Braves sweep the Reds and be back to 500 before this weekend. I love what Ronald Acuna brings to this team, but I think the lift that you will get immediately by being back to 500 and feeling like you can kind of restart things and kickstart things, Ronald Acuna is going to be great. He's a former MVP, but I don't know that he hits the ground running. He wasn't doing that well at the plate last year before he got hurt. So we'll see what we get out of Ronald Acuna Jr. Give me the sweep, Squid Billy.
Yeah, I'm with you. Sweep. Slightly different. Look, this team needs to. This team has been without Ronald Acuna Jr. a lot in the last 4 to 5 years. When he's been here, he had a one great season, but his 22 season was okay. 23 was phenomenal, and the start of 24 was not very good. It was okay again. You have to start stringing these together. Continue to string series wins together. The Dodgers was a hiccup. Win series, and when you get healthy, you'll be in a prime spot to go on a run. And I need to be in the best spot possible when I get Strider and Acuna back.
Agreed.
Okay, Bo, we'll start with you on this one. Pearl Jam, I know you guys both wanted to go to that show. Let's say they decide to swing back around for another show in Atlanta. You can have a front row seat next to Andy Bernard from The Office, who will sing every song plus the harmonies, or you can have the very last row with obstructed view next to whoever you want. Which ticket are you taking?
Oh, I'm going front row at Pearl Jam because I ain't going to hear him. I'm going to be singing the songs myself, so I won't be able to hear his annoying crap. I'll be doing it, so I'm okay with it. We're one of my favorite bands of all time. And they're one of the few bands that I really, really love that I've not gotten to see that is available to go see. So it's Pearl Jam front row the whole time. I don't even care about what he's doing because I'm going to be in my own world.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you on this one, man. Look, okay. I think part of the DNA of my relationship with my wife is going to concerts.
Mm-hmm.
I have one caveat when it comes to going to concerts, and she knows this. And when she surprised me the other day, she fulfilled this wish. I like sitting in aisle seats when I go to concerts. I don't want to have to worry about being a human billboard in front of the person that is sitting behind me. I don't know if you guys have seen me, but I'm not a small person. When I want to stand up, maybe I want to move the boots left and right a little bit, you know, maybe get a little shoulder wiggle. I don't want to have to worry about who's sitting behind me. I'll sit at the back of the thing all day. Get me in the building. Let me get a drink with the wife, and I don't have to worry about who else is sitting around me. I don't need to hang out with Andy Bernard. And I can jam to Pearl Jam in the back of the arena. No problems asked.
I don't obstruct people when I'm in their way.
As a shorty, I so appreciate that, Mike. So let's say Kirk Cousins does get traded. Which one would be worse? Kirk Cousins gets traded to the Saints and sweeping the Falcons, or Kirk Cousins beating the Falcons in the playoffs?
Oh dear God. Then you got to have the caveat that the Falcons are in the playoffs, so that was good. And you moved on with that. I'm going to say Kirk Cousins beating the Falcons in the playoffs. Like, and that's brutal. I think you've taken your losses to the Saints over the years. Obviously, that's been a back and forth. That is a rivalry. You beat Tampa twice last year, and they won the division. They went on to the playoffs. So I don't want to lose to the Saints twice, especially with Kirk Cousins at the helm. But Kirk Cousins knocking you out of the playoffs and Michael Penix's first year as a full-time starter make me freaking puke, Bo.
Saints. It's always the Saints. Nothing is worse than giving them if I had to give them a starting quarterback, essentially, most likely pay part of his salary for him to go down there, figure out how to play again, and then beat me twice, which most likely will keep me out of the playoffs because that's the way it kind of goes. I mean, I know that we beat the Tampa twice last year, but we also stepped on it late in the season, which kept ourselves out. No way. There's no way I want to see him come into a Mercedes-Benz Stadium wearing the Fleur de Lis and beat us in our – no way. I would rather lose to him in the playoffs for any other team than lose to him in our own building when he's a Saint.
I do want to point out to the judge that, look, the options were laid out. And if you get beat twice by the Saints, the other option is you're in the playoffs, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, so I just want to point that out. Somebody's trying to scoop around. Somebody's trying to cheat. It's all right.
That's cool. I'm telling you, I think anybody, any true Falcons fan would agree with me.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Moving on and playing off our question from last week about gorillas. Which one would you rather face off with? One horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Say that one more time.
Okay. Which one would you rather face off with? One horse-sized duck, a massive duck.
Okay.
Or 100 duck-sized horses, itty-bitty little horses.
Who goes first here?
Bo, you go first on this one.
I don't know.
The duck-sized horses. There's something about an animal with a beak, especially a giant one like that. Yeah. I've been chased by geese before. I know it's not a duck, but no, man. Give me the little horse-sized. That'd just be like a bunch of like little rat terriers or something.
Yeah.
So I would take that because you know horses don't have the teeth the same way that like a true predator does because it's a herbivore, right? It's like a vegan, right?
Yeah.
So
it's going to grind up its food in the back on the molars for those. No, I'm with you. I'm with Bo on this one. But here's the thing. Here's the sticking point to me. Imagine the look on that like 18-inch beak coming at you off the front of that horse-sized duck. I'm just thinking about the Oregon duck. You know what I mean? And yep. That thing actually being rabid and wanting to fight you. No, thank you. Like that thing would take your head off. With a 2-foot beak coming off the front of a horse-sized duck, dude, that's terrifying. I'm gonna fight off the hundred horses. Yeah, I'll be good on that.
Okay, we got time for one more. Which guy will have more Cy Young awards at the end of his career, Spencer Schwellenbach or AJ Smith-Shaver? Mike, you start this one.
Yikes. I'm going to go with AJ Smith-Shaver. I think he's got the stuff. I think he's got the youth. I think we are just now scratching the surface on what he can be as a pitcher. So talented, high velocity, got great movement on all his other secondary pitches. He's going to have a long career ahead of him. Spencer Schwellenbach, I think, is great, but AJ Smith-Shaver, to me, he's got that edge that it's going to take to get that next level.
You're so wrong. Swelly, baby, all day long. I mean, I think we forget that, you know, we want to criticize Schwellenbach. Dude's barely – he's only got 28 games in the league. And I know that AJ is young too, but Schwellenbach has like 7 pitches. He uses all of them to a great extent. Not all of them equally, but a lot of them way more. He can mix it up, and he's got that mentality up there in that head, that mindset. That guy is unbreakable. I mean, he is stone cold on the mound. Schwellenbach is going to have – more than AJ. And I love both, by the way. Ding.
Dylan, don't mess this up.
I'm not. I am very confident in my decision. Last week, a little shaky. This week, I am certain that Bo, Squid Billy Morgan, is still raving.
Unbelievable, this guy.
Which one Wednesday chin?
Unbelievable, this guy.
That's right, baby.
At this point, Dylan's just trying to push my buttons.
What?
Back. I'm not.
He's just
back.
Trying to push my buttons.
What put you over?
No, I don't even want to hear it.
I know.
I don't want to hear it.
His last answer had way more conviction.
Oh, it's here
not,
we go.
It's not even. Wait, Mike, listen. Listen. It's not even the fact that I disagree with either one of you. I just his side was a little bit more convincing.
I gotta
a little bit more conviction.
Yeller.
No, not yell. Even more of okay. yeller. I just he won me over with that answer.
It's
man.
Not an arrogance. Anyways, it's a confidence.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, look, I had real facts. You're just like, he's young and we haven't scratched the surface, but I gave reasons.
What was the facts? That he has 7 pitches in his repertoire? That's not a good reason.
He's a stone cold killer. Yeah. And he's only pitched 28 games and he's already been phenomenal. And all I'm
right.
the GOAT.
All right.
Of this segment.
We got to go to break. Speaking
Which
of those Atlanta
segment,
Braves.
But I win it.
When we come back, we are going to talk more about those Atlanta Braves. The big walk-off win last night. Marcell Ozuna getting it done. Stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio 92 on the game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.